The late 1920s was the golden age of movie palaces, as elaborate showcases for films and stage shows. Albuquerque got one in 1927, the Kimo, now celebrating its 90th birthday. But the Kimo was different from the other theaters, with a style all its own, architecture and decoration unique to the Southwest. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and with me is Chris Wilson, architectural historian and UNM professor. Chris, welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Spencer.
Now, today, the Kimo style is known as Pueblo Deco. It's a style with many different influences.
That's right. And it's, in a sense, a coincidence of the 1920s being the period of the Art Deco style, modernistic style, and there being some formal correspondences between the Pueblo Spanish Revival style and Art Deco. And I think the Kimo actually is the apotheosis of bringing those two styles together. And the architect, Carl Bowler, was able to marry these two styles in a very convincing and pleasing way.
And there are some other influences as well on the Pueblo Deco style, Native American influences.
Yeah, well, that's certainly part of it. So, for instance, Bowler picked up on Native American geometric design from weaving, from multicolored pottery painting. And this building employs Thunderbird motifs from Southwestern, from Navajo, from Hopi styles, and brought fanciful things in like bison skulls with hidden lights so that the eye sockets shine. And then, of course, there's that slightly unnerving anomaly of swastikas showing up in the building, which is a detail, a symbol that shows up in a whole variety of Native American cultures. I think in general, it's a symbol of prosperity and fertility. And by the early 20th century, it had become a kind of pan-Native American symbol, kind of had a peak in the 1920s.
What do you think, Chris, was the impulse to create this Pueblo Deco style? Was it competition with other elaborately decorated movie houses?
I think it was, but let's just recall that the person that initiated this, the driving force behind this, was Oreste Bacchecchi, who was born in Italy, immigrated to the United States and landed in Albuquerque in 1885, had a very successful grocery store. You know, he had some wealth. He had a great deal of pride in his success and pride in the community. And so I think he saw it as a way to create something that captured some of the spirit of the Southwest. So he was trying to create part of Albuquerque's identity in the way, say, that the UNM campus has tried to over the years, or John Gaumim and Ruth Hannah McCormick Sims did at Los Poblanos in the North Valley.
We could bring up the explosive topic of appropriation in the case of Pueblo Deco. Do you feel, looking at the Kimo today, that the style is respectful to its influences?
I think certainly in its day it very clearly was respectful. The fact that Native culture and design arts were studied, the fact that the name was suggested by Isleta Governor Pablo Abeta, and the fact that all of the publicity about the opening and about the meaning of the theater, the participation of many Native Americans in the dedication, clearly at the time it was Native admiration.
Chris Wilson, professor in UNM's School of Architecture, has been talking about Albuquerque's historic Kimo Theater, this year celebrating its 90th birthday with a variety of commemorative events. Go to KUNM.org for information. I'm Spencer Beckwith.